Previously on 2 Past Midnight.
I've got a guy who's got a gun pointed to my back, and I don't know what kind of hair trigger he's got, so if I do anything, it's no longer the kid up top, it's going to be me.
What kind of campaign are you doing here?
Trying to barter shape charge to get back into Krakow.
I speak Polish now.
From now on, if you're okay with it, we'll just speak to each other in Polish.
This is real fucked up, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Just as long as you realize how terrible you are.
I appreciate a certain amount of realism and how awful the world is.
I just like that terrible. We finally hit a point that made Adam wince at his own terribleness.
All the groups seem to be in some various stages of predicaments.
Brian and myself had run to a junkyard and were hiding.
Yeah.
Jeremiah and myself were caught at a cage.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. In a shipping container or some shit.
Murph just had Father McIntyre run up to him.
Yep.
Yeah, the priest guy.
Yep. His real name is Rogers. That's what you knew him as before. Yep.
Yeah. And Harrison and Stan are in a predicament.
So what do you guys all think of where we left everybody?
We're all screwed. You're killing us all.
I think there's a lot of room for really interesting story all over the place. And we have a very frayed rope. And I don't know how you're going to tie them all up.
I don't know either.
That makes two of us.
We're just going to cut some of these threads off.
I think we're all frayed ropes at this point.
Afraid not.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kyle.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh. No, I just kind of wanted to get your guys' thoughts on where everyone was. Like, how you guys think it might play out, I guess, was what I was looking at.
With no fucking clue, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got here.
I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't expect to be TKO'd by a child. So at this point, ball's in your court, homie.
That was the dice, man. That was the dice.
It's been the dice since day one.
You know, to be honest, Murph was just sitting on the stoop going through baseball cards like, a moment of peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think he found a expensive baseball card, like someone's rookie card, if I remember correctly.
I wanted to do that, but I think we joked about it, but you didn't keep it in.
I don't know. I haven't edited anything yet, so it might still be there.
But yeah, he's all beat up, licking his wound, sitting on the stoop like, there's some peace. Not so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I don't know. What do you guys think we should start? What do you guys think? There's a lot of options.
You know, roll a die. Fuck it, man.
No. I'd rather hear what you guys think.
I vote for the junkyard.
Long dramatic pause from Brian. What do you think, Brian?
If the part that I want to know more about is actually the priest and shepherd's flock coming down the road.
Yeah. That does seem the most interesting. Offhand, because like Stanislav and Harrison, that's going to be pretty boring and it's going to be a slow build, but the priest and...
Unless it just pops off right where they're at. Like, they're in a high populated area. Anything could happen.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, yeah.
But there's nothing like actually impending at that point with them.
Right. Yeah, there's no unresolved issue. So the unresolved issues we have are Conus, fucking
junkyard,
Murphy,
and shepherd's flock coming down the road.
Yeah, that was Chris saying he wanted a few minutes of gameplay to get into the right frame of mind.
The Murph moment, yeah. All right, I guess maybe we'll go with junkyard then. I guess that's a good place to start. All right, so where we last left them, they were hiding out in the junkyard. They had seen that young girl, the youngest of that group of siblings, like also hiding And if I remember correctly, Emmett did like a hand gesture to her and, you know, to let her know to be quiet. And you had seen those, quote, marauders, end quote, like patrolling through the junkyard. And we rolled dice.
Oh, crap. That's right. We're going to do a roll.
As a opposed recon rolls to see if they spotted you guys or not. And I never said how that played out. That was exactly where we left it with them. So do you guys want to know how that turned out?
Yes.
Are you sure? You guys want to know how that turned out?
I want to know how it turned out.
It doesn't matter what you want. You're not there.
I'm an audience member at this point, and I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, but this is Schrodinger's Emmett right here.
He's either alive or dead. Yeah, Who knows?
As long as we don't open this, he was alive.
All right, so last we saw was them patrolling through the junkyard, and they're looking around, and like they're obviously they're not just like clanging around, banging. Like you can see them, like they're sneaking, right? Like you see them walk by, and they're, you know, trying to be relatively stealthy and not make a lot of noise. But you'll see one walk by, and you'll see another one walk the other direction, and you'll see one walk by, and this goes on for a little while, and there's little gaps in between them walking around. Some time goes by and the sun starts to set. And it's been a while, but you haven't seen anybody go by in a little while. So how long do you think you would wait before you would come out of your hiding, I guess is the question. Until they're completely gone and you won't be shot at?
I was going to say, once we haven't seen anybody, I'd still wait probably half an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, at this point, the only thing we have on our side is time.
Well, that's why I was wondering, like, how long do you think they would wait before they start to come out from their hiding position?
It would be a long while.
Okay. Then, yeah, we'll say it takes the rest of the shift then, basically. So we'll be heading into evening. The sun's starting to go down. And it's been a while since you've seen anybody. And what do you do? Oh, wait. Someone roll me a d6 for weather.
2.
Okay. Still cloudy.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I think they may be gone.
I think you may be right. Do you happen to know which one of these things might be running around here?
You want to roll a tech roll?
Ooh, tech? Tech? Tech?
I gotta... Nope, you had it better.
Do you want to push that roll?
Yeah.
Since you got a nothing on it. Yeah, I mean, you look around... Well, tell me what you rolled first.
Well, the first roll, I went ahead and rolled a 4 on a D12. And then the second roll, I went ahead and rolled a 2 on a D12.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah. So you look around and, I mean, you're not sure. They all seem like they've been sitting here for a long time. And you'd kind of be surprised if any of them will start. Like, and even if they had gasoline, you're surprised if any of them would start.
But we came here kind of with a plan that there was a guy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you knew that this area would be here, that there would be these vehicles here. But, like, the more you look at it, some of them have been... It looks like shelling has happened here, just like it has at the rest of the town. And just the in general state of things, you're not really sure if any of them would start. And I'm just basing that off of the two failures that you don't know.
This looks like just a large pile of junk and a waste of time. Is the little girl still in the where we left her?
Yeah, so you look over to where in that car where you saw her hiding underneath like a stack of other vehicles, and you see that she's still in there, like tucked in, like on that back seat. She hasn't moved.
I really wish that dice roll would have gone the other way. All right. Well, then I guess I'm going to try and try and offer if she wants to come with us.
Okay. So what do you say to her?
Well, I first and foremost, it's going to be little one, do you speak English at all?
She just kind of is looking at you, confused, I guess. Like, she just kind of gives you a look like she does not understand what you're saying.
I will holler for Kyle, I guess.
All of a sudden, gunshots ring out. No, I'm just kidding. You call for Mr. Jablonski?
Yes. Hey, she's still here. Can you talk to her?
Hey, little girl. I think we're safe. Do you want to go back to your family? Do you want us to try to find you somewhere safe? I don't know that we're necessarily any better, but we're not going to harm you. But I want to make sure I don't turn you over to anybody that's going to do anything bad to you.
Well, you know that back at the house where you all just were was where those marauders had been. You know what I mean? Like, they were at that house and they had the other kid with them. So
I think your home may currently be invaded by some people that may not have your best interests at heart. And I believe two out of your three siblings have taken a shot at me recently. So just FYI.
Is that you warning her not to shoot at you? Is that what you're saying?
I think that's my subtle way of saying her, I ain't walking you back to that house.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, so she looks around, like she kind of looks off to her left and right and turns her head slowly back to you and like reaches her hand out to you. She doesn't say anything.
I will take her hand and say, little girl, do you know where Yuri lived?
She kind of looks over and points at the house, like that's adjacent to the junkyard.
Do you know if he's been around or if he's been gone?
She just shakes her head.
Emmett, sir, we have very few options. No food, no weapons.
Point of order. You're in a junkyard right now.
Correct.
I'm going to give you guys a freebie improvised weapon, like melee weapon, from this junkyard. Because what? I'm fairly certain in a junkyard you'd be able to find
a pipe or something, yeah.
Something that you could hit somebody with.
A random ass piece of rebar.
Yeah, if you were so inclined, something that you could hit somebody with as far as like a melee weapon. So then the question is, what do you think you get? Because I'm just going to give it to you. I'm just going to be nice. You're welcome.
It's a katana.
Not what I meant.
See, I hate that you went for that, because I was going to go for like a wrench or something, but that would give it multi-purpose.
That's, yeah. Wrench or a big, big, long, you know, 3-foot section of pipe. Like an exhaust system.
Okay, I'll count that as a club.
Yeah, I figure that's all we're going to end up with. It's just clubs anyhow.
Brian?
I guess I would look for something kind of maybe jagged, some rusted metal. It's got like looks like more like a saw teeth on it.
Sure. I will count that more like
a spiked bat.
Yeah, but I think the damage might be too high. I'm thinking closer to...
I was thinking kind of like what we had the pruning shears as.
Just as like a knife? Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Wouldn't be anything long. It'd just be short.
Spiked sharp. Bats only damage 2.
Yeah.
The only difference between a spiked bat and a club is the crit is lower for the...
Yeah, it's 3 bat. Instead of 4.
There's also a bottle.
I mean, I would say based off of like the fact that you're in a junkyard and it's not just like, you know, that you would be able to find stuff equivalent to spiked bat type scenarios. So I'd be fine if both of you guys have essentially something like a spiked bat, like mechanically. I was going to go with broken bottle for Brian's, but there wasn't a broken bottle one.
It's just bottle. It's the same. It's the same.
I right? do like that that's like a bottle. Which, by the way, I don't know if they have the damage right, because it does not feel pleasant getting hit with a bottle.
Facts.
They don't break as well as they do on TV.
No, they do not.
It looks like the knife and the bat are almost the exact same thing, except for weight.
The armor.
Oh,
that's why I'm saying it's closer to spiked bat type scenario.
Okay. Plus two to armor. Gotcha.
Yeah, that means it treats whatever armor as plus too higher.
Yeah. Nope, that works.
Yeah, so like a normal Kevlar helmet would be like as if it was plus three. Instead of just plus one.
That works.
I feel better already.
Yeah, I feel safe.
But we have no food, correct?
None.
Yeah, no, I don't think you guys have found food yet.
No, we have not.
Other than the food they were pulling out of the house, the other guys.
Emmett, I am still pretty hurt. We have no food. I would like to rest and try to find food in the morning before we make too much of a commitment.
Do you think you'd be able to make it back to where we left Murph? Can we get back to that farmhouse?
It depends on how many 12-year-olds with shotguns are between here and there.
Doesn't it always?
Yes. We would be banting around whether we go to Yuri's house or we head back to Murph. I would let you know that I feel like I could make the thing... But are we taking this little girl with us?
I don't think we can much leave her behind. She's got nobody left from her family, other than if she's going with the Marauders and her brother. So she's either with us or on her own. I think we take her, we go try and get with Murph, and we head for Krakow.
I just nod.
All right, so you guys start to walk, and like you're headed back towards the house where you left Murph at. As you start to walk, she like lets go of your hand and like runs back to the car real quick and like reaches into the car and pulls out a baby doll.
Well, we can't necessarily leave her behind, can we?
And she shakes her head no and like holding it like up against her chest with both arms.
Bring her with us. She'll be fine. Come on, let's find a way back.
When she squeezes it, it doesn't make a noise, does it?
It does. It starts crying. It goes, wah!
I hit it with a spiked bat. Yeah.
No, it's one of those like sewn ones where it's like the plastic heads and plastic arms and plastic legs sewn onto like a, you know, fabric body with stuffing
inside. Is it one of the creepy ones that closes its eyes and opens its eyes when you lift it up and down?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. We'll say it's that.
Okay. Because those are the worst.
But it also, like, looking at it, like, if this was a TV show, we zoom in on it, and it is like the hair's been singed. Like, it looks like it's been through war, also. You know, it does not look pristine. There's like smudges on it, and it's, you know, some of the hair's been burnt, like I said. And you all start headed back to the farmhouse where you left Murph. Someone roll me a recon roll. Whoever's got the lowest one.
I'm an A and a D. That's less than yours, correct?
Okay, C and D for
recon. So you're actually the lowest, so you have to roll.
Oh. Holy shit, you have the same recon as her.
Then she can do it.
Oh, you want me to roll?
No, I want to see this. No.
I know she can't push it. Don't roll it.
Okay.
At least I can push a roll if it comes down to something we can push. A 7 and a 6.
Okay.
Two successes.
That's a opposed roll. So I rolled there, recon.
There? Oh, crap. We're going to walk by that house, don't we?
You got to circumvent it somehow. But, well, tell me what that looks like, you guys leading this girl away. What does it look like?
So I'm still bleeding profusely from the head randomly because, you know, shotgun.
That's not randomly.
Yeah. Yeah, that was very personal.
For very specific reasons.
Completely random.
Who could have seen that happen?
I've got the girl by the hand. I'm letting Emmett take the lead, and we're trying to be stealthy, sticking to some woods, but like you'll notice that we're not going through the thickest of the overgrowth because we have a small child with us, mm-hmm. kind of thing. You know, when there's a thing, we'll pick her up, and I'll hand her to Emmett over the logs and things like that. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to make good time. We're trying to be cautious, but we're also being cognizant that we have a child.
When you pick her up to hand her to Emmett, she like hands him her doll.
Okay, but I need you to come too. I need both of you.
She nods quickly and like reaches out.
On the way there, I ask her if she has a name.
She just nods, but she doesn't say anything.
She doesn't seem to talk much.
Nod in Polish is Uklon, so I would just begin calling her Uklon.
She shakes her head no.
Uklon.
Uklon? Is that her name?
It means nod, and so far, that's all I've gotten from her.
Man, I'm glad that's not how they name me.
I'm still trying to get over the fact that we traveled miles in one direction through fire to fail a tech roll and turn around and go home.
Yeah, well, I mean, what it is like the junkyard looks like it's been
ransacked. Yeah.
Yeah, either ransacked or stuff's been hit by artillery. It just looks, it doesn't look like what you remember it looking like.
It's junkier than I remember.
Yeah. Junkyard that a war went through, you know, like this whole town's been fucked up, you know, so. But we cut back to the farmhouse before you guys get there. Outside, sitting on the front stoop, is Murphy, and Rogers had just run up, dressed in priest clothes, and had warned, basically said to Murph, whatever problem with me, you know, that's fine, but that's Shepherd's flock coming behind me.
Wait, what? What? Why are you dressed like a priest, and why is Shepherd's flock chasing you?
They're not so much chasing me as they're headed this way, and they already took out that other group of people. The priest thing's a long story. We need to hide somewhere.
If we hide in the house, are they going to search it or burn it?
I have no idea.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck you got into, but those people are bad fucking news.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I just had the first peaceful moments in this that I've had in this whole fucking country, and then here you come along.
He looks over his shoulders like, we don't have a lot of time to talk about this. What do you want to do?
I've got no weapons. I've got nothing. No food, no nothing. So it's either hide here or you can keep running. I'm too fucked up to even run.
All right, well, he runs by you and into the house to go look for a place to hide.
I'm going to... Yeah, I like find a good spot. I don't know. I'll try to hide too. I'm gonna go to my spot that they left me in, and try to recreate the good cover that they gave me, or whatever you want to call it, camouflage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, what is your recon, Chris?
B and a B.
Okay, his is worse than yours then. So, okay, I got his roll. Go ahead and roll yours, because you're two separate people and he's an NPC.
One success, a 9 and a 2.
Do you want to push that roll? Because it's an opposed roll, and you don't know yet what they roll.
I do, and I only rolled the one that I didn't get a success, correct?
That is correct. You would only re-roll the one D10.
Yes, I do, without a doubt. Fuck. That is a 5.
At least it's not a 1. That would have been a point of stress.
That's fair.
All right, so tell me what it looks like. So you're going back to hide in that closet. What, are they covered you with leaves and shit like that?
Yeah, so I go back into the closet, which I will call my bedroom, and try to get back into the same spot and throw the leaves back on myself. And if there's anything else, like some of the rags and shit that they use to cover me up, like, just try to look like a bundle of fucking trash.
Okay.
And leaves and detritus, or however you say that word.
Mm-hmm.
And either lay as still as possible so that when they get there, even if they open that door, it looks like a dead body or something. Hopefully a pile of shit, but...
Mm-hmm.
As long as we've been playing this game, I'm sure that's what we all would actually look like.
Yeah, yeah, he's got 5 points of damage.
Outside, you hear... You hear the sound of hooves coming up the road by the house. You can hear horses, multiple horses outside on the blacktop.
Not ominous at all.
Yeah, but it's a lot. Like, it sounds like quite a bit of horses. And you can hear voices outside. They're saying something in Polish. You obviously can't understand what they're saying because you don't speak Polish. You hear the door open downstairs. You hear... As the door creaks, you hear footsteps inside the house. You can hear him coming up the stairs. And you can hear him walk down the hallway past the bedroom that you're in. You hear another set of footsteps. You hear people talking. Yet again, still in Polish. So you just hear someone yell from downstairs. You can hear multiple people in the house. You hear the closet door that you're in open. And then you hear footsteps walking away from the closet. And this goes on for some time. And then you hear the sound of hooves going down the road away from the house. But it's a while this happens.
Oh, fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck.
And for those people that like the mechanics of the game, I rolled nothing on their recon roll. And Rogers / Father McIntyre also got a success for hiding. So there you go.
So he waits a few minutes after the noise of the hooves goes away. And then just... goes and looks out the window, or what's left of the window, like just poking his head out a little bit to be as inconspicuous as possible, just to see if they're truly gone.
Yeah, you see about a dozen or so people on horseback with AKs, probably the Polish version of it, but or they could be the Soviet one, it doesn't really matter. And you see a bunch of other people on foot, probably like another two dozen, so probably like 36 to 40 people in total, about half of them mounted, the rest of them on foot, and you see them headed west.
Oh, still alive, I guess. So after they're out of sight, he goes down the stairs and softly calls out, "Rogers, you still here?"
You hear a noise in the... But he apparently was in the crawl space underneath the house, was where he had hidden. And so he comes up and it's like, yeah, I could hear you through the floor.
So what the actual fuck?
Well, up the road a ways, they had ambushed me and this other group, and they were Americans, so they dispatched with them, and... In the midst of that, I managed to run for it and get out of there. But they didn't see me during the ambush. I hid at the beginning of it, and they must have spotted me as I was running off and started chasing me back down the road. And now I'm here, I guess. I'm assuming that's what you mean? What the actual fuck?
Yeah, basically why you're getting chased by those homicidal maniacs.
same reason as anyone else. They don't like the foreigners here.
And you know why the fuck you're in a priest's outfit.
That's a longer story.
If, whatever. It fits. Why not?
But you actually know that he was, that he was raised, you know, in a pretty Catholic family. So he, I mean, he wasn't a priest, obviously, but like, you know, he's like, I mean, to be honest with you, I've been hiding out in Krakow as a priest. So nobody would recognize me. It was just easier than dealing with all this shit. I'd found, you know, chaplain's body. He'd been killed, and you know, just decided it, maybe it was a sign, maybe I needed to reinvent myself, and to, you know, maybe that's what this was an opportunity to be somebody different.
Wait, you made it there? Is there an American outpost, anything, like any chain of command, anything?
Not, there's no outpost, there's just Americans. And I mean, the place is run by the Polish 6th Brigade, and I mean, it's run by them. They're in charge of it. And like, there are American soldiers there, but there's not an outpost. There's also Soviet soldiers there. It's not really an outpost for anybody. As far as they're concerned, the war is outside, and they tell everybody to leave that shit out there. I mean, occasionally there's still issues between groups, but it's closer to like, you know, gang warfare more than anything else. But just like isolated little groups, there's a, what used to be the, American consulate in Krakow has kind of turned into an American embassy. At this point, the woman that was running it before has kind of taken on the role of as like an American ambassador, and that's the closest to any kind of chain of command there. But that's not really a chain of command. They're just, you know, do what they can to help out American citizens if they can. And that's about it. They're just still trying to do what they would do, you know. But that's about it.
Fuck me. A group of us were trying to make it to Krakow, thinking that we would find American units and some sense of order.
I mean, there are American units there, but I mean, it's not, there's not a centralized command there.
It sounds like it's just a free-for-all.
Basically. I mean, that's what this whole godforsaken fucking place is now. Sorry, I probably shouldn't be speaking that way in this. It's old habits.
Whatever. I there was hope that we would get there and it would be different. And we could leave this bullshit and this shitty fucking country and... fuck.
What happened to you, man? What is, all the bandages? What happened?
What didn't happen? Let's see. Well, this was a result of being in a village that got hit with an artillery barrage of Willy Pete. That was fun.
Shit, man.
Yeah, some... I don't know what you want to call them. Inspectors, supposedly, came and were putting red X's on houses that they thought had a disease, and I happened to have food poisoning. And they left. And then they brought a group in and they shelled the fuck out of the village and killed everybody.
Shit, man.
A couple of us got out, but the rest of the people we were with are all dead, like everybody fucking else.
I mean, I'd heard rumors of villages being just, like, torched. And, you know, rumors of some sort of what they call plague going on the countryside. But, I mean, maybe that's what... I guess that's what they're talking about.
I get the feeling that they think anybody that's sick has this, air quotes, plague, and it's an excuse to just run rampant over the countryside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. About this point, we hear footsteps on the porch. We hear doom, doom, doom. And Emmett, Mr. Jablonski.
We would, I guess, head to the closet to check on Murph where we left him.
What? You're just now getting to the house, okay. Is what it is. So, yeah. So you walk into the house and you see Murphy in there and he's talking to a man in a priest's clothes. But, like, he's got his back towards you. He kind of turns to look at you. You also recognize him from the POW camp. This is Rogers. And you know that, like, he had kind of been a informant. Like, he'd given Yuri way too much fucking information, and everybody in the camp knew it. And then one day he was just gone, and you all assumed he just fucking was let go or something.
Rogers? Murph, you all right?
Oh, shit. Peterson.
Am I all right? That's a million-dollar question. No, but yes. This asshole was getting chased by those shepherd's flock fuckers and ran in here to hide from them.
Just by chance ran in here?
He was literally running down the fucking road.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't just run in here. I saw Murphy there. I didn't recognize him at first because he's all bandaged. And Jesus, you got burned there too?
No, this is a shaving accident. I don't know what it's to you.
Were you shaving with gasoline?
Yeah, that's pretty much sums up what's happened since we left the camp. Well, where was you running from? Where are you running to?
Well, I was further down east with this other group because I was out with them and they got ambushed by Shepherd's Flock, and I bolted. And they must have seen me because they followed me after they were done with them. And they followed me back to here. They searched the house, but I was hiding underneath the crawl space, under the floorboards. And Murph was, I don't know, wherever he was hiding. And
back in the closet you guys left me in. Thank you for that, by the way.
Well, I mean, we were trying to find us a way to crack off, but we could not. So,
hey, can you give me my 9 back?
No. No, I cannot.
Why not?
Well, the little lady here, her...
You see that they have a little girl with them, and she has a doll.
We thought we had a line on truck to try to make our next step much easier and transport what we thought was a invalid you. Unfortunately, we've come back with child.
That doesn't seem like a good trade-off.
No, it wouldn't. Almost lost him. He took a shot from a shotgun from her older brother, and then as we were trying to deal with the assault from her and her folks, a bunch of marauders came up and just made the situation go from bad to worse. They took our firearm and we were able to get out of there. We ended up basically with her by accident. And here we are. Seems like all of us are basically clinging on to life here. We have zero in the way of food or water. Zero in the way of any kind of real defense for ourselves. And, I mean, other than the long, slow march to Krakow, I don't know what to do.
Well, this just keeps getting fucking better, doesn't it?
So you're all still planning on going to Krakow?
I don't fucking know. Oh, yeah, Emmett, according to this guy, there's no structure or units or anything in Krakow like we hoped. It's a fucking free-for-all. There's just a town with Soviets, us, some Americans, some Polish. It's just nothing.
It's mostly Polish. Some Polish is an underestimate. Like, the Polish units are well organized. They're basically the police force and like a local militia. So,
but is it an open and active war zone at all times?
Not open and active. Fights will happen, but as I was telling Murph, it's more akin to gang warfare in a sense. But it's not the war is supposed to be left outside. There's a lot more intermixing of the sides, if you know what I mean.
Right. Then it sounds exactly like what we were looking for, Murph. It's somewhere that we might be able to find food and supplies and a chance to turn around some of our luck. We all of us need some medical attention in a place that we can put our head down for 5 seconds without somebody blowing it off.
Well, look at you looking on the fucking bright side. I thought we were going to go to Krakow and somehow find some units, find news about your son, have some sense of order and normalcy, but no.
On that point, just real quick, a man, two men came to the church where I've been staying and asked if I could pass a message to the embassy and to keep an eye out for Keanu for you, Emmett. And I did, just so that you know.
Did you actually pass the message on or just receive it from them?
No, I did pass it on. So they're supposed to be keeping an eye out for him. They occasionally have people that go out to the gates just to, and to some of the camps of non-citizens. They send them out to the camps to look for Americans, and they have a corpsman with them, and they'll treat people that they come across, Americans, and, you know, try to help them in any way they can. But that's about it. I mean, like I said, I passed word there so that they could keep an eye out for him. But
back up. Who are the two men?
It was a Mr. Stanisław and Harrison.
No shit.
Well, it sounds like they at least made it there. Oh crap, they're going right back into that fire though.
Yeah, they were leaving Krakow and headed back to where you all were.
All they're finding is a crater. A smoldering hot crater is what they're going to find. If I know them, they'll probably chalk us up to dead, because I know that's what I would do. See a sight like that. Murph, I think our best bet with where we're at right now is to try and get there. We don't have guns, we don't have food, we don't have shelter. We are in dire straits. At least there, we might be able to hide behind somebody else with a gun for a minute and regroup. And it sounds like if the embassy's up and running there, maybe we can find out what happened to my son if he put word in and go from there. Unless you got better ideas.
Where do you think Harrison and Stan would have gone?
I don't know. After they went back to the smoldering crater of a farmhouse, I don't know what they would have done. I don't know if they would have turned around and went back, or if they would have continued on to the north. There's no telling. I mean, hopefully they didn't get tied up in it. Hopefully they didn't run into that same group coming from the other side. We still don't know where the fire was coming from. They could have drove right up those guys' rear end and be in more trouble than we ever were.
Fuck it. We said we were going to go to Krakow. We might as well try. Rogers, how far away is Krakow from here?
How far to the east did you guys go? You were 20. I think you're 30 kilometers away from there.
Yeah, we were two hexes at the farm, and then we went another one.
And then another
out.
Hex. Yeah. So three. Yeah, it's
one to the north. So
it's 30 kilometers to the first checkpoint on the edge of town. I mean, the actual edge of town is a little bit sooner, but that's not really town at that point. That's not really the city. It's the bombed out surroundings around it.
Well, Roger, would you be able to escort us? You've made it in once. You at least know how to get to the embassy, so.
Yeah, I mean,
Do you have any food or weaponry?
I don't. It was with the rest of the group.
This group of yours, would it be possible to meet up with them?
It would be, but I'm fairly certain you don't want to. They're on crucifixes up the road.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they got ambushed by the shepherd's flock. Did you not? That was what I was saying.
I don't want to see those fucking crosses with people on them. I will not. We will go around.
You have my condolences, sir. I was hoping some got away, and you had a meet point.
Just one. Just me. It was some boys from 5th Infantry, actually. They were headed out, and just to be completely honest with you all, I was headed out with them because I had a feeling if I ran into you all, you would not be pleased to see me.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be kind of surprised about a lot of things, because we've actually run into Yuri out here, and he walked away. That's still the biggest mistake we've made so far.
I don't even want to talk about that. Rogers, you sure have a knack for saving your own skin, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else you're supposed to do.
You fucked all of us in the POW camp.
Yeah, and this gets back to the whole reason I was leaving Krakow. I figured y'all would be less than happy to see me.
Well, I'm not thrilled to see you, but at the same time, you're about the only meal ticket back in, so here's your chance to try and redeem yourself there, Reverend.
Yeah, and he's like looking out the window. He's like, well, I mean, the sun's starting to go down, so what do y'all think about resting here tonight and then head that way in the morning? Maybe we could try to see if we can scrounge up some food.
I can't fucking walk that far right now anyways. I need some rest. And you know what? Fuck it, Rogers. No hard feelings. Everybody in this damn country sucks. So I don't trust you. I don't like you. But we'll just go along to get along.
Have we been food deficient long enough that we're not going to heal overnight?
Yes.
I would like to forage on my first...
for the evening shift?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you can forage. I'll let you do that. Who's going to make camp and who's going to do what?
To be fair, I'm awesome at all the foraging and camp things, but worthless at firing weapons or talking my way out of things.
Well, then I'd definitely say you forage because you have the better odds of getting more than one ration out of it. And if you do get something, cook. Yeah, forages, hunts, or fish, I still give you the plus one, so that might get us all something in our bellies. Total metagaming. And then, I mean, intelligence-wise, I've got a C and a C for survival as far as making camp goes, but Murph would probably be better off with that. Do we get any pluses for being in a house or having something to kind of start with as far as making camp goes?
Sure, I'll give you a plus one for that.
Hey!
All right, that'll bring me to a B and a C.
All right, so then who's keeping watch?
Guess it'd have to be...
Jolly Roger.
Yeah, that'd have to be me, I guess.
Or Rogers.
No.
do you want him to keep
watch? No, somebody's got to keep an eye on him so he doesn't just take off.
I think he realizes he's better with people.
He's already a flight risk.
He is kind of a flight risk.
So, yeah, definitely don't leave him to where he can just take off.
It's a part of whoever's on watch is supposed to also watch Rogers.
Yes. So, I guess I'm on watch. Well, let's put it this way. I am a C and a D for recon, a C and a C for survival. We get a plus one for making camp, so that would actually make me a B and a C, which puts me pretty much tied with Murph. But Murph, what do you get for recon?
B and a B.
So I think you're better off being the one who's keeping watch, and I'll make camp.
That's fun.
So Farmer is foraging. Emmett's making camp, and Murph will be keeping watch.
So let's do the making camp roll first.
All right, making camp roll first. That's a being a C. One success.
Okay. You successfully make camp. Foraging.
Foraging. Four successes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Four successes.
All four successes.
Four successes.
Atta boy, Kyle.
What does that say?
It's snowing.
Oh.
Outside at my house.
After the snowstorm? Now it's a snowstorm?
Sandstorm.
After the sandstorm?
Sandstorm.
Okay, so after we get microphones, can we get one of those? The push-button board for all the sounds?
I'm sure there's like an app for it. Just someone needs to do that other than me is probably the way we need to do it. I got too many other things going on right now. I would need somebody else on the soundboard.
I would say me, but I know I couldn't be trusted with it.
You just push it at awkward times. So it'd be this dramatic moment, and then a chicken clucks.
You do not give that to the ADD guy.